They have names like Curry Up, Burger, she wrote, and Dogzilla. They serve wild boar, plantains, and sea-salted this and caramelized that. They're in converted airstreams, school buses, even ambulances, with some being solar-powered and others fueled by vegetable oil. They are food trucks, and they're now estimated to be a $1 billion industry in this country. But for Esteban Gonzalez, it started with about $66.
You know, when I decided to do something for my family, I just get 1,000 pesos. The bus charged me from Mexico to Tijuana, 700 pesos. All I got is like 300 pesos. What I do, I just buy like 3 pounds of tomatoes, a little package of salt, and from Mexico City to Tijuana, just eat the tomatoes, you know.
Esteban was 20. His dad had died when he was 7, and he had never been to school and could not write his own name.
I worked in Tijuana for a month, living the streets, and then when I got like almost $500, hired somebody to do, you know, like coyotes, to help me to cross the border.
Esteban made his way to Humboldt County, where he had relatives. His goal was to become financially independent, get citizenship, and bring his wife and children over from Mexico.
And one day I decided to buy my own house. So I get 3 jobs, working the sawmill, milking cows, and working for the El River Brewing and Fortuna dishwashers. So 3 jobs in one day.
He got the house, but his back didn't hold out. And this led Esteban to that West Coast icon. Long before the hipster food truck, there was the taco truck. He put $1,500 down on a $50,000 used truck. At first, he made $10 a day, then about $80, and then enough to add a second truck, and now he has a brick-and-mortar restaurant that serves as the central kitchen, and his wife and kids help at all 3 locations.
I'm going to start at 5:30 in the morning to cook everything, prepare everything for that 3 business, and then I'm open 11 to 8, but I have to get ready for the next day, so I have to clean. It takes me like 2 hours, so 5:30 to 10 every day.
Hello.
Can I get just one chicken taco with medium salsa?
Sure, is that going to be it?
Yep.
$2.25.
Edith Gonzalez is 26, the second of Esteban's 4 children, and started working La Chiquita Taco Truck when she was 13. She says she made some bad choices as a teenager, but rebounded with the help of her mom. Her dad was always working. I ask her what matters most in her life.
To keep my relationship with my dad and my mom, and for them to keep their business still, and probably someday me take care of them when they get old.
Esteban's taco trucks are now 15 years old, the restaurant 3 years old, and it's been 26 years since he crossed the border. He and his family are now part of a food truck industry that has grown over 200% in the past 4 years. Currently, 1 out of 4 vendors specialize in Latino cuisine.
How did you eventually learn English?
Customers. It's because every time when they come in over here, they ask me, I want a super veggie without dairy. And I ask them, what is dairy? What does that mean, dairy? I'm sorry, you don't say it. I don't know. Dairy is no queso, no crema. Oh, no dairy. But my customers, right, teach me.
Where did you learn to cook?
Just call my mother. She's in Mexico. Hey, how do you cook those beans? Hey, how do you cook this meat? Hey, how do you make a mole? I'll put this, do this, and do that, right?
And then I ask myself, what can I learn from Esteban? What wisdom can he share after going from homeless in the streets of Mexico City to running a successful business on this little corner in Arcata?
I'm trying to, you know, keep going. And like my mother's told me, don't ever look in your back. Never give up, right? You're always looking in front, no matter what.
Esteban became a citizen in 1993. His longest vacation since coming to the U.S. was back in 2000. It lasted 5 days. From the corner of 10th and H in Arcata, I'm Michael Joyce, JPR News.